Welcome to Travel Bistro. I'm Pam Barker. Thanks for joining me today. Have a couple things to talk about, travel related, of course. One, luggage. Are you a good packer? Are you like me? You always overpack, get the heavy sticker slapped on your bag if you're flying. Even if you have the right amount of poundage, it's still heavy. Use your knees, not your back, kind of thing. Then we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a new to me bag that I'm crazy about, and I will never have it. It's called Smart Birdie. And if you know about Smart Birdie, you're ahead of me. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But also, when you travel, while it's amazingly fun and educational, beloved by those who love to travel, it can be stressful. So I'm going to talk about some of the things you already know that are stressful about travel, and then perhaps how to reduce your stress. With one thing being talked about, I'm not sure how I feel about it. So let's get to the luggage. Why can't I ever have a brilliantly scathing idea and execute it? I do love great luggage. And back in the day, my sister had beautiful Samsonite luggage. It looked like kind of an alligator. I really don't know what it was. She had the whole set, the overnight case, the train case, the whole works. And, you know, she was older, and of course, I loved everything she did. It was beautiful luggage. And Samsonite luggage lasts forever. And the reason I know this is because a few months ago, probably about a year ago, I had to have a hat box because my luggage as a teen was a hat box. And when I say that, it's luggage, but it is called hat box because it's round. And that was what my mother purchased for me to have. And it was big. It was loved it, wish I still had it. So I got on eBay and I started searching for vintage hat box luggage. And I found one, Samsonite. It is vintage and it is in perfect condition. It's gorgeous. The thing about it though, I can't really carry it when we travel. It has no wheels, number one. And number two, we travel a lot and I know what happens to luggage, so I would not put it through that. But I would like to take it when we do small trips where I could actually carry it. Well, I'm not the only one who feels the love for the hat box kind of style luggage. A woman named Abby Listow designed a hat box style luggage piece. It's called Smart Birdie. And apparently, from what I read, Abby is a visionary. And she has a passion for empowering female travelers. So you gotta love that worldwide. It has all sorts of pluses to it, this luggage. And apparently, it is becoming very, very well known, Smart Birdie. One bag, apparently, will hold 70 pieces of clothing. And it has wheels and it's stackable. So if you buy two of them, it counts as your, it's TSA approved, all good as carry-on, but it's like your carry-on and then your other, like a purse and a bag. Problem with this whole scenario here, it's very expensive. It starts at around $700, and depending on what you get, it goes up to, like $1,600, $2,000. So hence, I will never have a Birdie. But it's appealing because it's different. It's classic in look. It's the kind of bag you would have back in the day. You know, back in the day when people dressed to travel and they didn't wear pajamas. They cared about their appearance out in public. Yeah, those days are gone. One other thing I did read though about airlines, hoping that they will give us more room for moving around and just kind of not having our legs and our knees up in our face. They're not doing that, but what they are doing is kind of helpful. And at the same time, this is where we are in travel. Many airlines are now making the seats in economy where they will not recline at all. And I don't really have a problem with that, because if you are in economy and someone leans back on a long flight, it's very annoying and it makes everything very, very, very uncomfortable. So that's the latest on things the airlines are doing, the things that they're doing to make them more money. And they need to make money. Everybody needs to stay in business. So, okay, good for them. But I just said the other day how I hoped airlines would have a heart about our comfort, especially on long trips. The short trips, who really cares? You're up, you're down. It's an hour, 2 hours. You can stand it. But that's not going to happen anytime soon, it doesn't sound like. Now let's talk about stress. Travel, I love it. It's great. And it's so worth the effort. But here are 13 reasons traveling can stress you out. And this comes from Nuvana. And then I'm going to talk about things to unstress you, to de-stress you. Travel can cause different people different kinds of stress. We have a friend, she makes a list of every outfit, and she travels a lot, she wears on every trip. So she knows the next trip what she took and what she wore, and she's very, very organized about every detail. And I applaud that. I think it's great. My partner travels great about that too. I am not that great to keep a list of what I take. I don't pack in advance. I pack the day before, and I have a pretty good idea of what I want to do, but I don't pack well in advance. I have a thing about that. I just don't do that. Gary plans, my partner, G-E-R-R-Y, pronounce Gary. He's great. He does everything ahead, has everything ready to go in the way of details for the trip, anything that needs to be printed out or anything like that. But packing can be stressful. It can stress people out, whether you're a good packer or not. Leaving your comfort zone and disrupting your daily routine, that's not a problem for us. We leave our comfort zone all the time. And what daily routine? I mean, routine is not in our vocabulary, but it is for many people. They don't want to leave their comfort zone. They're happy doing what they're doing every single day. But that, you know, again, we're all individual people. Dealing with jet lag's real. I don't care what you say. When you go 8,000 miles away from your home base and you go through time zones, yeah, you have to get on the current time wherever you land. And you do feel it. And you feel it when you come home. And you have to deal with that. Drinking water, by the way, is a very simple thing to help with jet lag a little bit. It really is. Many people miss home. They, you know, it's like, this isn't home. And you hear that when you travel. I don't like the towels. I don't like the sheets. I don't like the air conditioning. I don't like the food. I don't like the people. Complain, complain, complain. My answer to that is, if you can't be flexible and you can't understand people around the world are different than you, then perhaps travel. I'm just saying, maybe it's not for you. Just saying. dealing with financial stress is huge when you travel, because you never know what you will run into. You can plan till the cows come home, but you never know what will occur while you travel that may cause you to need more money. It's kind of like when you build a house. We've built several from scratch up, from ground up, and guaranteed, whatever the original bid is, it will never be that. It will be sometimes twice or more what the original bid is. Well, when you travel, you have planned to take X number of dollars, you have your credit cards, whatever, but it can go way over your budget, and that can be, especially if you're really, really traveling on a tight budget, big, big stress. It can be easy to lose track of time when you're on a trip, and all of a sudden you realize the trip's ending and you need to wrap up some loose ends for your travel back home. Very stressful for people. This one is really difficult. We run across it. It happens when you travel. Illness or injury, and that does happen. We saw a woman take a tumble, and she was getting on a tender boat. That's a tender is a smaller boat that takes you to a bigger ship. And she slipped and she fell between the dock and the tender, which was moving back and forth and banging against the dock. And she was okay, but she was banged up pretty good in her head. And then someone else had actually developed a pretty serious illness and ended up being very costly, and actually had to get off the ship and go to the hospital. Language barriers. I think if you can, when you travel, if you can pick up a few basics about the language wherever you're going, it's extremely helpful. For one thing, it's appreciated by the country that you visit. And it can make or break a situation if you can read the signs. The good thing about that, the translator apps that you have now, or you have the ability to have, it's a game changer. So, but still, in the event you're trying to read a sign to get on a train in Paris, for example, quick, the train's coming. Is this the right train? Learning a few phrases and words is very helpful. Culture shock. I'm not sure why people expect back to thinking it's going to be like home, especially some places you go. It is definitely not home. And it's not, people cannot always accept the differences, and it's just too much of a shock. When you move within this country, it can be culture shock. When you move into different regions of this country, and they're very, very different. It's a big country and many differences. So having your belongings lost or stolen, I think we all end up losing things. I lost a pair of my absolute favorite Louis Vuitton sunglasses. I knew where they were, but it was too late. I know without seeing them that they fell out of my bag under the seat in front of me on a plane coming home from Paris. I know this. And I bought another pair, but those were my favorites. So there you go. Some people are not good with difficult situations. And if you cannot be flexible and expect there to be difficult situations, you're going to be stressed. Airport chaos can be it can elevate your stress extraordinarily high. So the delays, whatever may happen, prepare for it and try to bring your stress down by deep breathing and God can't change it. So might as well relax and sit down and listen to music or read. Now here's some tips on potentially helping you reduce your stress. And they're pretty simple. They're things we all know. And some of these I do not do, but I'm okay with that. Planning ahead, gotta do that. Packing early. Again, I don't do that, but if you need to, stress related, do it. Travel insurance, that's a biggie. That is something cannot recommend enough. As well as this one, choose your travel companions wisely. That is huge, 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 huge. Because if you don't, that is another stressful situation that can happen. So choose your, and many people travel alone. And I know a woman, just talked to her at a conference we were at in Miami recently, and she will not travel with anyone else because it's too stressful for her to have any travel companion with her. She just can't. So she's traveled for years alone and loves every single thing about that. Staying connected back home can reduce stress. I have a little bit of an issue with this. We have a huge trust factor with our backup here at home. They're literally angels on earth, and we trust if anything is needed, they will let us know. We know that they will, and but we also know they are not going to be sending us text messages and calling and all of that when it's unnecessary because they know how to take care of business. So that if you need to stay connected to home, you need to see via camera on your phone your dogs running around, checking your outdoor area via cameras, whatever. If it makes you feel good, do it. Do it. I'm all for that. Relaxation techniques are really huge. Do that. But this next one gives me pause. Do need to get enough sleep, by the way. Always get enough sleep. But here's this one that I'm like, I don't know. The vagus nerve stimulation, there's a device that you can buy to stimulate that while you are traveling. And it helps with your anxiety. To me, the problem with stimulating that nerve is there's a fine line between it not being stimulated and being overstimulated, because if it's overstimulated, it gives you real issues such as lightheadedness. People can even faint when they're overstimulated. So there's a device that you can wear to do that, to stimulate that nerve. It's about $300. So I'm okay with not doing that. You need to eat healthy. Be sure to eat. That keeps you happy. It keeps you healthy. And you need to make sure that you take care, because you're eating perhaps strange food, or you're not taking the time. You're so busy on the go that you're not stopping. And that's important. It's important to have you time. And say to people, I need, even if it's 15 minutes, I need to be in my zone. I need to be in my zone. And I'll be with you in 15 minutes. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to have a high tea or whatever, tea and little sandwiches, depending on where you're traveling, whatever it is. And it keeps you centered. I think the main thing about travel, understand yourself, know yourself, and know what you require, know what your boundaries are. You need to get to the airport 2 hours early. That's a must. Because if you don't, that is going to be stressful because many things can happen. And how do I know this? Because we have, my partner and I have, unbelievable amount of travel miles under our belt. And if you don't tend to things like allowing yourself time for traffic to get to an airport, you want to miss a flight, go ahead, but it could be a delay of 3 days in a foreign country. But having said that, and you travel with, if you're not like my friend who doesn't want to travel with anybody, you have to be in agreement of what your boundaries are. do, okay, we're agreeing, we'll get up, we'll leave at 3 in the morning to get to the airport early. Great, great, great. But once we're at the airport, I need coffee. I need quiet. I don't want to talk to anybody. It's too early in the morning. Those are my boundaries. And set those boundaries out, not in a rude or weird way. If you know the person well, you know each other's boundaries. You know one's going to be reading, one's going to be listening to music, that's us. And we give each other space because we know our boundaries. So before you set off, make sure you know what's going to make you happy with travel, less stressful. Understand you will be stressed from time to time while you travel. And if you allow yourself to expect the unexpected, the education you get, the awareness of how others live on the planet is something that's unforgettable and sometimes truly magical. So I recommend it, even if, like me, you can't afford to get the birdie bag, the hat box with wheels, the iconic bag that holds 70 things. It can still be a lot of fun. I hope you will visit Splash Magazine because my partner writes about a lot of things, not just travel, on Splash Magazine worldwide. It's Gerry, Gerry, pronounced Gerry. These podcasts appear always on NorthPalmBeachLife.com and on 20 other platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, and Pandora, and many others. So they're out there, and I appreciate you listening. Please do visit our YouTube channel because we have many things out there, many videos, really fun videos for you to see. Some of them are very short. It's NorthPalmBeachLife.com. On our website, if you use the search bar, you can find whatever you're looking for. Type in something, and we may have it. We may have something about it on our website. My other podcast that rests there and on all these other platforms is called GG in the 561. It is a general topic podcast where I talk about anything, and I have had many wonderful interviews with people on there, and I hope to continue to have many interesting interviews. My books, Pamela Barker, on Amazon, they're just fun novels. I am not trying to cure the ills of the world, and a children's book is also there. Four novels in a children's book. Thank you for being with me, and let me know what you think about stress, de-stress, this great bag that will hold tons of stuff on wheels, very iconic looking as a hat box. Thank you so much. On the other side of the mic for pulling up that chair in my travel bistro. Be sure to come back.